Blog Talk Radio.
I'm sorry, while I was talking, I forgot I had myself on mute. Good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show, and each week we have various guests come on to the show to help you as an Avon representative take your Avon business to the next level. Whether you are an Avon representative for a day or 50 years, this show is designed to help you as an Avon representative take your business to the next level. As you can see, I'm in a meeting, and it's very, very loud, but we are just fortunate enough to have, if you've been listening to the show, John Waller, who I'm going to put myself on mute and let John take it away. John, are you there? John? John, can you hear me? Hello? I cannot. I think we're having a little technical difficulties. Let me try again to see if I can get John on the line. John, can you hear me? John?
I'm here.
John, can you hear me? Okay,
yeah.
Great. Excellent. Okay, wonderful. John, it's very noisy where I'm at, so I'm going to let you take over, and I'm going to put myself on mute, okay?
All right, so you're out of here, huh?
Yes, I'm out. Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Okay, great. Okay, great. I'm going to be listening in.
Cool. Welcome to the first Monday of August call, ladies and whatever gentlemen are out there. This is John, and so I've got some things for you tonight, and you don't have to take copious notes. If you want my notes from the call tonight, so you won't have to take them down, you can just enjoy the call. You can go ahead and send me an email to theonholdguy, theonholdguy, @gmail.com. And if you have any questions during the call, go and text me at my cell phone number, and I'll answer the calls live or almost live on the call. My cell phone number is 408-679-4050, 408-679-4050. So Pat and I had discussed yesterday some things that we're going to discuss on the call tonight, and I'm going to do those in September. What I want to talk about tonight, I've got 17 tech tips for you to make your lives more efficient in your jobs, in your career as Avon reps, and also in your personal life. So go ahead and get strapped in. We're going to get this thing going for you. So first thing I want to talk about is if you use a Fitbit is a great way to track your steps and your stairs to help you to get to better fitness. You can be on the planet longer. I recommend that you charge this thing when you're in the car, because you might forget when you're at your computer. You might be charging your computer at home. You might leave it at home, and then you're out of luck because the device isn't with you and you've forgotten it when you need it when you're out and about doing your steps. So if you have a cigarette lighter adapter in your car that you use for your phone, and it's got a female jack in it, you can put a USB plug in there. I'd recommend that you go ahead and charge the device while in your car, because here's the thing, unless you're Fred Flintstone, okay, when you're driving, you don't need your feet except to drive. You're not doing your steps when you're driving in the car. So while you're in your car, that's a good time to go ahead and charge your Fitbit, and keep that in mind that when you're in your vehicle, to charge it, and then just make sure you put it back on when you get out of the car. But good place to charge your Fitbit is when you're driving. Tech tip number two, try to get in the habit of using the microphone on your smartphone instead of using your finger. It'll make your life a lot easier. You'll be getting carpal tunnel on your index finger from tapping on your phone. The phones all have microphones. If you've got an iOS phone, you know, you can use the microphone whether you're doing Facebook or your calendar or texting. Get in the habit of using your microphone, whether it's iOS or Android. Use that microphone. It'll make life a lot easier. Also, what's really cool is when you're doing text or message, doing something in Messenger for Facebook, you can do a voice burst, which will send out actually your voice in a text to somebody on the other end. Let's say for some reason they can't talk to you or you can't talk to them by phone. Go and send them a voice burst using the texting app or the Messenger app. You can do either one. If you have any questions about this, you can always text me or email me so I can answer that question for you. Tech tip number three, a great way to keep your iPhone battery from dying is just when you don't need to be like making calls. Let's say the battery is low and you don't have a charger with you. We'll get to that in a minute, but you can put your phone into airplane mode, and what it does is it eliminates the phone searching around for cell sites, and that eliminates the battery drain on your phone if you're not doing that. So put it into airplane mode, and with an airplane mode, turn off the Wi-Fi and turn off the Bluetooth as well. So when you've got all these things off, you're not going to be draining the battery as much. So that's a good, and also, if you have a case on your iPhone, it's been proven that having a case on the iPhone will delete the battery as well. So if you can take that off and save yourself some battery life, it's a good thing. Tech tip number four, in California, July 1st of 2007 was the day that the headset law was passed. I'm not sure about New York or the rest of the country, but a lot of states now have a law that you have to use a hands-free kit in a car or a headset. So what that means is that holding your smartphone and using the speaker is not the smart way to go. That's not hands-free. That's going to get you a $160 ticket or more. So utilize a headset or a hands-free car kit, but don't be holding the phone in your hand and using the speakerphone. That's not hands-free. Hands-free law was to make it easier for you to drive and have your eyes on the road and your hands on the wheel. And if you can avoid using the phone when you're in the car, I highly recommend it. My personal pet peeve is when you're driving and making calls, it does distract you. So if you can put your phone in the glove box in the trunk of your car, so be it. But at least if you have to use it for a call, at least use the hands-free kit in your car, the Bluetooth hands-free kit, or your headset. Number five, like I said, if you send me an email, I will send these notes out to you so you don't have to write these things all down. I've got them all typed up for you. Number five, Evernote is an app that's been around since about the year 2000. When I ran the Silicon Valley Palm Users group, I used to have people from Evernote. And these guys, a lot of them are Russian descent, and they're programmers. And Evernote is an application that is now found on your smartphone, whether it's your smartphone, your iPhone, your Android, your tablet, your iPad mini, your iPad full size, or your computer. If you can imagine the longest piece of butcher paper you've ever seen, that, and it has date and time stamps on it, so you can record notes on this thing and they're tracked and traced for you, that's what Evernote is. It's fantastic. And there's a product that Microsoft have, it's called OneNote, and it's kind of was like a copy of Evernote. Evernote is terrific, and you can use it on all your devices and store things in there. It even has the ability that you can take pictures of business cards and store those on Evernote and keep track of business cards from people. And Evernote also has a secondary app called Evernote Hello. So if you're having a meeting with somebody, take a picture of them, and it'll date and timestamp it and also geotag it, so you know where you had that meeting at. It's really cool if, you know, you guys are really big into networking, meeting with your people to remind you when you had a meeting with somebody. So that's Evernote and Evernote Hello. And those are both free. Evernote does have a product that you can purchase, but the basic Evernote app is free. And so what's cool is if, let's say, you're making flight reservations for a trip that you wanted Avon, and you want to remember those the flight information, you can actually just tag that computer and it'll store it into Evernote for you. So when you go in and look for that flight itinerary information besides having it on your phone, it'll be in Evernote as a backup. Having redundancy is always a good thing. You never know when least expected your electronic stuff is going to die on you. Number six, these days, a lot of really cool giveaways at trade shows and grand openings of high-tech companies. They're giving away little battery boosters. These are great. Keep these in your purse. Keep them in the glove box of your car. Keep them in your briefcase if you have a rolling briefcase for your computer, your laptop. These little guys can save your life if your battery goes down on you. Like, I've got to go on BART to San Francisco tomorrow, so I'm going to take a couple with me just in case my battery runs out. Make sure my battery is fully charged before I go. But it's always good to have a backup plan because you might not be in a situation where you can plug into a wall and charge your phone if you're waiting for a really important email, text, or phone call from somebody. And a lot of times when you're flying, if you're flying on Southwest, you might not have a power port underneath the seat of the plane. Power ports are really cool. It's just, some of them are like a female cigarette lighter that's in the car, and some of them are like the wall jack you have in your house, and you can actually plug your devices in and charge them while you're en route. But a lot of airlines still don't have those. Only like maybe like a 777 is going to have that underneath the seat, and up above it'll have a little marker that shows you that there's a power port. It's got like lightning bolts on it. So anytime I make a reservation on a plane, I want to check and see if I go into the map of the floor plan of the seats of the plane to see if they have power ports in the seats. That way I can plan ahead and know what I'm getting into, so I can take my electronic toys with me to charge my stuff. So getting those at a trade show, those are cool. Those are usually like $10 or $15, but you can get them at a trade show. Keep them charged. Most of them, they charge up with a micro USB plug. You can charge those on your laptop. That's very cool. You can do that. Another thing I was going to talk about later, but I'll talk about it now since we're talking about that. And if you want me to send you a picture of this, send me an email. This is a power bank, and this is what I'm taking with me tomorrow. It folds up almost flat, about the same size as my Note 4, and it's got two USB ports on it, and it charges. So now I'm charging my phone or a headset. But what's cool is as a stand. So if you're making calls throughout the day, your phone can sit on that and charge, and it's not sitting on your desk flat. You can actually see it. So if someone calls you, you can see they've called you because it's sitting in this little portable power bank stand. These are about $25. Mine comes in black. I've also seen them in silver. But I love this guy because it's got the two USB ports on it, so I can be charging things when I'm on the road and not near a wall where I can charge. Number seven, let's see. I really love this one. If you're part of a networking group, let's say like BNI, or your networking group has a website with all the members listed on it, and let's say you don't have all their business cards handy and you want to call one of them for a meeting, or you want to refer somebody to them, here's a little tip this is pretty cool. So you go out to the website on your phone, and you open it up, and you open it up to where the list of members is, and you save this to your phone as an icon, as a desktop icon. You can actually save it, and it'll show up on your phone. I've got this for two different groups I'm part of, and so actually three. I've got these three groups, and you can actually make them into one folder so they're all in one spot. So if you need people's phone numbers, and what happens is people in groups do change, so you're going to have people coming in and out of the groups, and they might change. So this way, you don't have to update it because the website will update the people's information on there, their phone numbers, their email addresses, and what have you. So you'll have this on the desktop of your phone or your tablet. It's a great way to have these people's information with you without having to write it down and or have all their stuff in your phone. Works out really good for you. Number eight, let's see. Okay, we talked about that one already. That's go ahead and sending the short voice blast from texting or from your Messenger app and Facebook. That's really cool. You don't have to be typing things anymore. Use a microphone. That's what it's there for. Tech tip number 9, you ever wonder where your money goes? So if a lot of you use credit cards, or I'm a big cash guy. So I have an app on my Android phone, and it's called Daily Receipts, and it's really cool. Daily Expenses, and it's in the Android Google Play Store. So you can actually write, you can create categories for everything you have. I must have 25, 30 different categories. Every time I spend something, that amount of money goes in there, and then I click on the category, and it stores it. It date stamps it, so I know when I spent the money. I can go back and tell you exactly how much gas I spent last month in July. I know it was $100, because I know that I entered it 5 different times, and it's in there. I can track my food costs, my grocery, printing, gas, like I mentioned, everything by category, so you know where your money's going. Because your phone is always with you. It's why it's called a smartphone. It's only a smartphone if you utilize it to its best effect. And by using Daily Expenses, I'm sure there's some apps for the iOS. I just haven't played with them as much because I use my Android phone more. And most of the things I talk about, I try to give you information on both operating systems. I did see a couple in the App Store. They were like 99 cents or a couple of dollars. So check those out for putting what you spend in your phone every single day. And then what I recommend is having envelopes for 4 or 5 different categories. I've got an envelope for food. I got one for groceries. I got one for gas. And I got one for miscellaneous. So after I put this money into Daily Expenses, I put my receipts into my envelopes. That way I know where the receipts are. I don't have a big wad of receipts at the end of the month in my wallet. So I don't have a fat wallet. So then something else I do with the envelopes is with my business cards. My business cards, that what I do is I take pictures of my business cards when I get these. And let's say I'm at a networking event, I meet 4 or 5 new people that are visitors. I take pictures of those cards, add them into Calendoo. Calendoo has a place where I can store the pictures of these business cards in the calendar, and then I'll put the date on the back of the card, put that in an envelope. I have envelopes that are corresponding by week of the month so that I know where my cards are. I have no cards on my desk, and a lot of people have a lot of business cards floating around their desk, and the problem is I call those LSGIs. Those are little stacks of good intentions that are sitting on their desk, and they never turn into prospects, customers, or referral partners because you don't know where they are or where they came from. So if you get a business card from somebody, take a snapshot of it the day you got it and then put it in an envelope. And let's say you're going to have an appointment with this person. Take another shot of that business card, and then you correspond that to the appointment in Calendoo, which is a free app you can get either iOS or on Android. So you have their business card by that information for their appointment. So like in the old Franklin Planner, they used to talk about when you have somebody's name, you want to have a phone number next to it. Put their phone number next to their name, but if you've got their business card attached to that appointment, you have all that pertinent information in case, God forbid, maybe they stand you up or they're late and you want to call them. It's always good to have that information at your fingertips. So all the business cards you have go into an envelope next to your receipts with a rubber band around them so you know where all those receipts are and all the business cards are you have for a month. So now at the end of the month, so it's end of July, all your receipts are in their 4 or 5 envelopes. All your business cards are in their envelopes by the week. You have nothing on your desk, no clutter, no mess. You know where all your cards are, and you're gonna feel better about how your business is going because you know where all your stuff is at. Okay, so that was actually number 10. So number 10. So we're talking about the business cards. Something else that you can do with the business cards besides taking pictures of them and putting them in Calendoo, like I mentioned earlier. Evernote has an app that you can use for pictures of business cards. There's also another one called ScanBizCards I've been using for 3 or 4 years. And also CartCam is a good one. What these do is they store the cards up in the cloud. So you take a picture of them, they go up in the cloud, and you know where they are. You can retrieve the information if you want to refer somebody or if you want to set up an appointment. The business cards are up in the cloud, and they're also going to be on your phone because you took a picture of them. Okay, tech tip number 11. Okay, I've talked about this one before on the call. If your inbox is a mess, okay, this will make your life a lot easier. My goal for my Outlook inbox is no more than 20 emails a day. I start to shake and get all frazzled if I have more than 20 emails in my inbox. So what I do is, it's like a piece of paper. Try and handle those emails only one time. So you get an email, so you're going to delete it, you're going to throw it into a folder, or you do something with it. So let's say if it's for an appointment or a meeting, let's say a networking event. I created folders for activities, let's say for July for last month. I've got one for activities for August, activities or appointments for September, and same thing in October. So if it's for an activity, immediately that email goes into that folder. So now it's out of my inbox. It's in its own folder. So you want to keep your emails to no more than 20 emails at one time in your inbox. Because otherwise it's going to get up to 100, it's going to get up to 200, and you have no idea what these emails are all about, and they're not action items. They're a lot like business cards. Do something with them. The other thing is, a couple times a day, I'll go into emails that I delete. I'll unsubscribe from them. You just get buried on a different list that you don't need this information for. So I unsubscribe myself a lot from a lot of lists, and that eliminates a lot of excess emails that I don't need. That was number 11. So getting back to the Fitbit, we talked about Fitbit number one. So if you don't have a Fitbit, I highly recommend that you have a Fitbit, because it's going to, number one, it's going to help you to get out there and walk and be healthier. If you do a minimum of at least 10,000 steps a day and try and get to do some stairs helps. Stairs are great for you. But the cool thing from a tech standpoint is the Fitbit is a tech device. You wear it on your wrist, or you wear it, you know, you can wear it on your belt. But because there's an app for either on the iOS platform or Android, as well as you get an app with it online, you can track your stats and see how you're doing. But it makes you competitive with other people that are your friends. I've got 21, 22 people on my list of friends, and this keeps me motivated. Like I noticed today, I got every Monday you get a weekly report from Fitbit. It comes in the mail, and I have a folder for that. So as soon as I get it, bam, it goes into the folder. I looked at it, and I was done. It was gone. So it motivated me that I need to get out, because a friend of mine that I know from BNI, and he's also an ambassador, I mean, he crushed me last week. He did like 112,000 steps. He did like double what I did. So that motivates me that I need to get out there, because for a while I was always number one, and now I'm not number one anymore. If you're competitive at all in your Avon business, this will go along with that and help you get out there. And something else that's really cool is it motivates you to get out and maybe walk with your team members, people that are in your upline, your downline. When I do one-to-ones with people, a lot of times I'll do them rather than sitting in a Starbucks or a Pete's Cafe or a Panera Bread. I do walking one-to-ones. And number one, it eliminates the coffee and it's a lot healthier. And if I'm walking with somebody for an hour, I'm getting, you know, 3.5-4 miles in. That's giving me like 60,000 steps. Let's see, 15 minutes is 2,000. It gives me 8,000 steps in an hour. So I try to do 5,000 steps by noon. I try to do 10,000 by 5 o'clock. And that pretty much gives me the ability to try and bang out 15 or 20,000 steps by midnight of that day. So if you do a couple one-to-ones walking, it's going to really help you out. And walking is the best thing you can do. It's fantastic. So number 12 on the tech list is getting a Fitbit. You know, it's the best $129 you ever invest. And if you go to Amazon or eBay, you can get Fitbits really inexpensively. You can get a Charge Fitbit, which is $129. You can get those puppies for $65 or $75.
Wow, very, very good stuff there, John. You know,
thanks, Pat. Are we done?
Right. No, we're not. We've got 2 minutes.
Okay.
I'm back. Yay. One of the things I wanted to say, getting back to the business card thing, you know, I always do take business cards, and I sometimes take photos of it because I'll always move the card that I really wanted to have.
Right,
so I always
take
pictures of them.
But and then I always write notes on the back of the business card. But the one thing that you mentioned that I have never done, and I'm so glad you brought that up, is and I never thought of me to put dates on it.
Oh, that yeah, you have to put the dates on whatever mixture you're at, wherever you met the person, the date, and the place. Yeah.
So much sense, it really does. I tell you,
thank you.
You are such a wealth of information, and I know you had given
thank
out
you,
your email and your phone number, you know, for people to text you, and you know, a lot of times, you know, people are, you know, listening to the show like after the fact.
I just got 1,000 emails and 500 texts. Yeah, so I'm kind of slammed. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know the other thing about you, John, and you're so well organized. And I think one of the key to your success is this organization. And I think when you're not organized, you're beating yourself up, spinning your wheels, trying to find things. And like you said, you put things in folders, even if it's on your computer, and that makes so much sense because if you're organized like that, then you know time is money. So if you're wasting your time looking for stuff that you should have had in the folder, then you're losing money.
Exactly. Time is cash.
Yeah, that's right. And cash is king.
or queen.
It's
all right,
right.
All right. So that was number 12. So I got a couple minutes. I still got four more things here to hit.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So I talked about number 13, which is the power bank phone holder. Number 14 is, this is so cool. I did this about a year ago. If you have a secondhand computer place, you can get like a 24-inch screen for about $125. And what you do is you plug this into your laptop, and I've got all my notes for this call on the 24-inch screen instead of my laptop 15-inch screen. So you create double screens. And so if you're doing stuff on the internet, you're doing stuff in Outlook, having double screens, you're twice as productive. So I highly recommend that. Number 15, so going back to the Siri reminders on your phone. Now, Pat, do you have an iPhone? Pat? Pat's muted. Okay, so
I have a Samsung.
Okay, all right. So both phones, I think there's an app for the Samsung that has location reminders, but on the iPhone, the iPad mini, there's a thing that works with Siri, and it's called reminders, and they have location-based reminders. So let's say you're at Costco. This thing pops up, and you forgot what you wanted at Costco. Well, it's going to tell you that you needed sugar, you needed potato chips, and you needed filet mignon, because you might have forgotten that. So location-based reminders are great. So it might remind you when you're at Dollar Tree the 47 things you needed for. Location-based reminders are really, really cool. And take advantage of the stuff that's on your smartphone. This is. I've got two things that are really cool. Number 16, I just found out about this yesterday, and this is so ninja. This is so stealth. There's a company out there called Sidekick, and if you email me, I'll send you a demo for this thing. It's really cool. Gives you the ability with Google Chrome and Outlook. I can't get it to work on Outlook, but it's working on Google Chrome today, and I just loaded it. I know when somebody has opened up my emails. I sent this guy in North Carolina, a car dealer, an email today, and I know he hasn't opened it because this app tells me he hasn't opened it. So if I send an email to my boss, Mike, I knew that Mike had opened up an email for me because it showed up on the corner of the screen. It said he just opened this up a second ago. How cool is that? So you know with your prospects if they're opening up your stuff or not. It's a free app. It's after the free month, it's $10 a month. It's just, but if you refer people, you get free months. So send me an email and I'll send you out an invite to do this demo. It's called Sidekick. It's unbelievable. And the last thing is, this is so important. Redundancy. Okay, so computers crash. I figured this out a few months ago because my laptop was giving me heartburn. So I figured out all the notes I do for all the car dealers I work with across the country. I can't put stuff in Word on my laptop because the laptop is unreliable. So I talked about the business cards online. So Google Drive is where I store all my stuff. So all the information I have about all the car dealers I'm working on across the country, they go into different folders in Google Drive. It's free. It's a couple bucks a month, maybe after you know, 500 gigs or something, but it doesn't cost much. But it's initially it's free. Google Drive lets you store stuff off your laptop. If your laptop takes a nosedive, you are TOAST. You're out of business. So store all your stuff that's important, your documents and stuff that you email out, store them on Google Drive. So like for this call, so it's stored up, this information on this call is stored in Google Drive. I sent myself an email. It's on my laptop. It's on my iPad mini. It's on my phone. It's on my iPad. So if for some reason, God forbid, my laptop took a nosedive, it's on my phone. It's on my mini. It's on my iPad. So I know where all this, I have all this data. So redundancy is really important. So if you want my notes, if you hear this thing like tomorrow, the next day, or a week, send me an email to theonholdguy@gmail.com, and I'll send you my notes from the call. But what I'm doing, Pat, is with all these tech things, I'm doing all this stuff like what's doing with the stair climbing stuff. I put it on Facebook. Uh-huh. So eventually I'm going to try it. I want to have like at least 100 tech tips. I've got like 12 or 13 of them out there now. I've got like five more. And what I do in Outlook is I make little to-do, little tasks. So all these things I want to add into Facebook, I don't forget about them. So I've got to go up tonight and update tech list. What it does, and so this is a tip of the day I was going to mention for the ladies and the one particular guy out in Alaska or whatever that does Avon in the bush. So here's the tip of the day. So if you want to be top of mind, this is what I'm doing. You can steal my idea. So, you know, maybe you've got like fashion or makeup tips from the Avon gal, and you just start posting them in Avon, in Facebook. Number one, number two, and take a look at how I'm doing on Facebook. It's like, you know, fashion tips from the Avon gal, number one, and you put your tip in there. You just keep on doing that. Then people are going to start following you because you're going to hear about the tips. You never know what's going to come from that. You just don't know. So.
That's exactly right. And then when you put your tip in, always include your web address, because that will drive your web address higher in the search. The more your
great
the
idea,
more
Pat.
Yeah.
Great idea. You're a credit to your uniform. Good job. That was awesome. Absolutely.
Thank you so much. And, you know, it's after 9. And
pumpkin time.
Oh, boy. Yeah, time is up, John. You're always, always, always a wealth of information.
Thank you, Pat.
I wish we could take your engine and put it in a box, and then we can just open up anytime we want to, because we learn so much from you. We really do.
Thank you.
So, with that being said, this is our order taking week. So, for those people who didn't place their order on Sunday, which was yesterday, you still have the opportunity to put your orders in today or tomorrow. And so, again, John, thank you. And everyone, I wish you a very, very successful Avon week. Get out there and exercise, order that get fit so we can all be in shape. And good night, everyone. Good night, John.
Live long and sponsor.
That's right. Good night.
All right, good night, ladies, and one guy in Alaska.